piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Well, Greg, I recall during fundraising that you offered a premium using your expertise as a souffle maker. You were going to invite these people over to make chocolate souffles. How did that work
out? Well, I'll tell you. We had a wonderful time. This was a premium that I had offered, as you said, during the fundraiser. The premium was for four people to come to my home for a souffle class. Mm-hmm. We would make a luncheon souffle, and we would learn all about how to beat egg whites properly and how to fold them in to the base. We'd also have a chocolate souffle. We'd sit down, have lunch with wine, and then have a chocolate souffle for dessert.
Sounds great.
Everything worked out really well until it came time to make the chocolate souffle.
Really? No, what happened?
Now, this is a recipe I have made many times, and it is from my souffle book. I followed my own instructions. But apparently I had made a mistake.
What? In your instructions?
No, and carrying out the instructions.
Oh, really?
Yes. The instructions say to melt chocolate in a pan that you set over a larger pan that contains hot water. Uh-huh. And there's a distance of 2 or 3 inches maybe between the bottom of the chocolate pan and the actual surface of the water. And the idea is not to get the chocolate too hot. Because what can happen is that you can actually scorch the chocolate. So when you melt it with a butter and you stir it up and it becomes nice and smooth and everything is going along swimmingly, that's exactly what you want. Now, the next step is to whisk in egg yolks. Uh-huh. Because this particular souffle has egg yolks in the chocolate mixture. And then it has the egg whites that you fold in later to mm-hmm. give the souffle its lift. So I whisked in 2 yolks, and then I whisked in 2 more yolks, and then I whisked in 2 more yolks. And my instructions say not to be concerned if the mixture looks granular. Mm. But continued whisking will smooth it out until the chocolate and the butter have the consistency of a thick fudge sauce. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened was that it never got to that point. That the chocolate seemed to have curdled. It became this granular mess sitting in a pool of butter. So here I am with 4 lovely people who came over for the class, and I removed the chocolate from the hot water. Then that's when I discovered my mistake, that I had too much water in the pot, got it too hot, and it was actually touching the bottom of the pan. So there was this constant heat coming up. That's not what you want. You have to actually prevent the chocolate from overheating. Okay, so then I presented this, what I call a chocolate mess.
The chocolate?
To my devoted friends there who were saying, well, now what should we do? Well, one of them says, well, I would just throw it out and start all over again. I said, no. Now, there's chemistry here. Something has happened here. There's got to be something we can do. Let's look at this. What do we have? So you have this granular chocolate-looking mess and this pool of butter. I think we should try to bring these two things together and see if we can rescue it.
Okay.
I had a good feeling that we would be able to rescue it with an emulsifier. And, of course, egg yolks are great emulsifiers.
Yeah.
But I already had put in 6.
Yeah.
But I think it was the heat of the chocolate that prevented the emulsifier from actually working, doing its work. Just for the heck of it, I said, well, why don't we try another egg yolk? So I added another egg yolk, and then I said, well, let's try another egg yolk. And so there were 8 egg yolks at this time. And it looked like it might be happening, but it wasn't quite ready yet because I could still see little puddles of butter. And then I thought, I really needed something fatty. I needed something really fatty, something liquid, because maybe I needed an aqueous medium as well as the emulsifier.
I see.
So I thought, how about heavy cream? So I reached into the refrigerator and got heavy cream that was pasteurized, but not ultra-pasteurized. I just poured in a slug of the cream, and then I whisked it. It started to come together, and I thought, okay, let me give it a slug of cream. And I whisked it, and it came together into this beautiful fudgy sauce, just like I said it should, except it now had two extra egg yolks and it had about a half cup of cream in it.
I see.
And then this worked out just perfectly. It was a lesson for me. It was a lesson for everybody who was there because they said, my goodness, if they had done this at home, they would have had no idea what had gone wrong. So I have to just make very sure. My instructions tell you what you should do. I didn't follow my own instructions.
Oh, dear.
And then we baked the souffle. And then, of course, that's the souffle base. Okay, uh-huh. That's where all the flavor is. And then for the rest of the souffle, I just whipped up egg whites in a bowl with granulated sugar until they formed nice stiff peaks, folded them into the chocolate, divided them among the ramekins, and we baked them. They were just absolutely sensational.
It came out gloriously.
They did. What you really want to do, I think, with a chocolate souffle is you want to serve it with a very cold crème anglaise, which is egg yolks and milk and sugar cooked gently over low to medium-low heat until it comes together in this lovely creamy sauce. It's flavored with vanilla. When you bring the souffle to the table, which will be puffed about an inch and a half above the rim of the ramekin, you make a hole with the teaspoon that you're going to be using to eat the souffle, and then you just pour this crème anglaise into the hole. And you will be amazed. About a quarter cup of it will actually be soaked up by the chocolate. And you have this wonderful texture of the chocolate and the flavor of the crème anglaise, and it's absolutely heavenly.
So the message is, even though it looks like a mess, all is not lost.
All is not lost.
Just stop and think.
And think.
What do I need to do? Another thing that you should do is come back next week for
The Food Guys. Da 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 da